Tov. This is parasha. We have mitzvahs taryag. Last mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. The pasuk says, "Vata kisvachem es hashira azoyis lamdas mei Yisrael sima b'fiem l'matil li hashira azoyis la'ed mei Yisrael." So Rambam in Hilchos Tum Zeter he says, "Mitzvah say, I'll call Yisrael, I'll call Ish v'Ish v'Yisrael lichtoiv sefer Torah la'atzmei." Shenemar ve'ata kisvu lachem as hashira kloimar kisvu lachem teira sheyesh by shira zu. Why the fish and kais is a teira parashis parashis. So Rambam is addressing the question: where do we see in this pasuk as a mitzvah ksiva sefer teira? The pasuk says ata kisvu lachem hashira hazais, which is hazino shira hazino. Where do we see as a mitzvah to write hazino? A lot cheaper, a lot easier. Said the Rambam, since we know it's a klal, and kais is a Torah parashas, you can't write the Torah separate parashas. You have to write the whole Torah Mishnah Musa. Oh, okay, it must be the Torah is telling you to write the whole Torah. Now. So the Shagas Aryeh is Mesopic. That's a Rambam. What's the side of the Rambam? When the Rambam says that since you can't write parash, you have to write the whole thing. So what's the Pshat? Is the Pshat the Betzem, really the mitzvah is talking to write, the mitzvah is really just to write parash hazinu, shira hazinu. Elamai, we have a technical problem. You can't just write it by itself. So man, you have to write the whole Torah in order to have hazinu. Or no. That's just a gilui, the fact that you can't write parashas. So the Torah tells me write hazinu. Obviously the Torah is telling me to write the whole Torah. The Torah means to tell me to write the whole Torah. The Torah told me to write a zeno, but that's just a way of saying to write the whole Torah. Why is the Torah do it that way? Kasha Meis. That's the Shagas Aryeh's Chakira B'dasa Ramba. Said the Shagas Aryeh, Chapsan, a Gval Gnafgamina. Two Nafgaminas, he says. One Nafgamina is, let's say you wrote the whole Torah, and the rest of the Torah got erased. Or say, the Torah got messed up, whatever. And punk, parashat hazinu remained. Yeah? So therefore, so how is that enough to mean? If you say, the etzim, the mitzvah hazinu. Norvas, the only way to write hazinu is to write the whole Torah. Say it. So when I wrote the Torah, I wrote the whole Torah. But now, what's left? Hazinu is left. I have the mitzvah. I have a kima the mitzvah. But if you say that's just the echtim, so we akarach when Torah says write azinu, Torah meant write the Torah which is kar lazinu. So then saif kol saif, if azinu, if the rest of the Torah is gone, only azinu is left. I'm not makarin the mitzvah. The mitzvah to write the whole Torah. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina says the shanisari.
Mitzvah is
ksiva sefer,
not having the
sefer. Oh, we'll get to that also. We'll get to that also.
He wrote the whole Torah, then it got erased. Why wasn't the Kabbalah just all set?
We'll get to that also. We'll get to that also. Is the mitzvah to have it or the mitzvah to write? You're right. The assumption in this nafkamina is that there's a mitzvah to have, not just to write. But that's a good question. It's a good point you're making. And mitzvah, we'll get to that more by Richas in a minute, in a few minutes, okay? Noch a nafkamina says the Shagas Aryeh. Let's say, b'di'evet, a guy went ahead and wrote parashas hazinu by itself. He was over in Christ and parashas, right? He did it. Kashemais, he did it. Is he carrying the mitzvah? He's not carrying the mitzvah. If the pshat is the Torah is telling me, write the whole Torah, how is the Torah telling me to write the whole Torah? Because the Torah tells me to write hazinu. I can't write hazinu myself. It must be the Torah is telling me to write the whole Torah. I didn't write the whole Torah. If the Torah is telling me to write hazinu, elamai, I can't write hazinu without the whole Torah. I did it. But yeah, I did it. I did it. I didn't have a kashra kiyum of azinu. Oh, not the zot v'shari zaye. We look at the lashon of Rambam. What does Rambam say? What's the lashon of Rambam? Mitzvahs say, I'll call ish v'ish v'yisrael lichtoiv sey p'tar la'atzmai shenemar v'ata kisvu lachem es hashir azayis kloimar kisvu lachem Taira sheyesh bashira zup. What does that tell me? You write off. You have to write a Taira sheyesh bashira zup, but not that the mitzvah is the shira and the echtimitzah for the shira is the Taira. Write the Taira sheyesh bay. It's mashma clear that the chiyuv is to write the whole Taira, and certainly in the second afkamina, even the mitzvah. The obvious question, even if the mitzvah is not to have it, the mitzvah to write it, but you still have an afkamina, second afkamina, right? If you just wrote a zina, but you have it, you're not yet, so you have to write the whole thing. You could also, you also have a deek in the chinuch like that. Because the chinuch brings in Lashon Rambam. He says, Plum, kisuchim a tarin sheesh bashira. Right? And he doesn't see the Rambam says the Rambam fears is Torah sheyesh bazinu because he says lefishen kaisas Torah parashas. Right? The Chinuch doesn't even say that. He only quotes the first part of Rambam. Mitzvah lichta Torah sheyesh bazinu yerek mashir azu. Right? He doesn't even give you the whole cheshbon that because you can't write just the parash by itself. So it's clear in the Chinuch b'chayra even more so than digging the Rambam that. The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is in fact that. Ksiva Sefer Torah. And that's not just Hazi. The Chaim Sofer has an interesting question. Okay? But either which way, Vidish V, right? The Rambam, the Torah does say Shir Azayitz, right? So we see Akarcha, Torah meant. The whole Torah, because he can't write parashas. Says the Chasam Sofer, he doesn't understand. What do you mean in Kais and parashas? Are you allowed to, do you have tefillin? You have tefillin. It's got a mini Sefer Torah in each bayis? Huh? The mezuzah. You have mezuzah on your doorpost? Yeah, mezuzah, right? What does it say in the mezuzah? Shema, right? Ayin kais and parasha. Ayin kais and parasha, right? Elamai says himself, it's a silly question. Right? The same Torah said that he can't write parasha. I mean, it's not, he can't write parasha. But it's a mitzvah of mezuzah, so you write parasha for Shema. In the mitzvah of Tefillin, you have to write Shema, v'ayin kash, v'ayin yacha, right? If the Torah says there's a mitzvah of writing parashas hazinu, Kisul lechem is Hashir Azayis. So why is Kisul lechem is Hashir Azayis any different than Chsach Tamuzim Besach Mishracha? Chsach Tamuz Haidacha. Pal de Kasha. We see from Tefillin and Mezuzah that if there's a mitzvah to write one parasha, it's not a theory to encourage the parasha to parasha. I mean, it's not that you can't write parasha. But if the Torah is in the mitzvah of Chsach Tamuzim Besach Mishracha, the mitzvah of Shema and Shmaya, yeah? The mitzvah of Shema, right? Tefillin, Shema, Krishna. The mitzvah. So of course you can write it by itself. What's the problem? What's the problem with Chal? Pal de Kasha, Lysa. Unbelievable Kasha. It's up to the Chassam Sefer. Shtukl Pshatl, Shtukl Taira. He says, he's not a Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is a Mites. By the Dinah Shulchan Aruch, the Dinah Gemara. That Dvarim Shebiksav, Yat Rishoyim Am Malpeh. Right? Torah Shebiksav, you now say Balpeh. Okay? That's the whole Shaila. How you like to say Pesuk Zim Balpeh? How you like to say Shema Balpeh? What? Right? So it's the Torah Shishon when they ask the Kasha. Torah Shishon asked the Kasha. And that's one of the rayas that it's not going to be mitzvah acherim. Since the Kohen Gadol, the kriya of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is different than the kriya any other kriya is a taira. The din of kriya is taira is a kriya for the tzibur. By the kohen gadol, it's a private kriya. It's done by rabbin, but it's not a kriya is a tzibur. The Meila says that's one of the taira sharim. That's one of the trutzim for everything I just asked. Yeah, is that. There's one sheet in the Shayim because when you might say Chayim Dechavasan, only then is it a problem.
Doesn't the Mishnah say?
Okay, but the, what?
Doesn't the Mishnah say Shleim Letzilaz
on Sivatir?
If you roll
to any part of Sivatir. So what? But there's an Issa, you can't have Ramshim Savi, you have to show them on Pet. So Lazahi and Lazahair, you know, I mean, about Pet. Yeah? Al Pia Dvarim, yeah? The guy brings down the Taizishan. The guy in Sin Mem Tes brings down that Taizishan. There's also a dig in that Taizishan. Dafka Elohitis Harabim, maybe. Not just Dami Maitis, someone else. It's Dami Maitis Rabim. No, there's a shaya. I once asked for Chaim Kanevsky. She didn't get an answer. Whatever. I once had a guy saying by chulu, by kiddush. Yeah, you're allowed to say bal peh. Right? You have to look inside. Since I wrote the whole stodden this way back. No, one of my stodden was is the dafka rabbin. Feed the guy. The guy's mouth dafka rabbin. Male is dafka rabbin. What's called rabbin? You know. How many is called Rabbi? It's just my wife, or just guessing, or whatever. Guess it. But I made it too convoluted. So the answer that I got back was Kshetir b'bnei brak to kanes. You know, meaning if you want a halacha yes or no, I'll answer you. You want to talk and learning? You know, come to bnei brak. You know, not that would have gotten me in the door with that. So anyway, nachli neinu. So the halacha of Rav Shmuel Yata Rishoy Loim Ram Alpe says the Beis Yosef. What's the side of this? He says why? What's the problem? He says there can be tuva the midrashi mitaycha k'sav. Kegoyi yiseris yichseris kriva k'siv l'chvaser yam l'alpe batzelu. Says the Beis Yosef the practical reason over here because. The Dvaram Shel Ksav, the Yisei Baal Peh, you're missing some things that are Ksav. This is Droshes V'chulu. Yeah, Kri, Ksiv, Kseris, Kseris. So Meila, he says, that's the problem. Yeah? He says, that's the problem. Meila, he says, Meila is up to Sam Sefer, who are dealing with Enu. That the problem of in Kais and Parsha, yeah, is because there's smuchim. Sometimes there's a drasha because one parsha is next to the other parsha. So you write a parsha by itself, you lose halachas, you lose drashas maybe. You have to see the whole thing because it's all connected. Yeah, he says Mezuzah Tzam Sefer Tukup Shetla. Says mezuzah and tefillin are both covered. You know, you're not reading, you're not learning from the mezuzah. You're not learning from the tefillin. Right? Meila, there is no problem of parashas. Because there's also a problem parashas. You're missing the connection to the one before, to the one after. Similar to what Beis Yosef says in Dvarim Shekam Sadi and Shalom Mapet. Meila, look, I'm sorry for you. By parasha, right? Right, parasha, to write a parasha which is meant to learn from, there's a problem. So maybe that's where he answers his question on the Ram. Therefore, the Ram could say that we have no precedent from mezuzah and tefillin that there's no problem writing a parasha by itself when there's a mitzvah. You don't have such a precedent. So over there, this is not a gate. Not the pshat that the Torah is not this. This is not a gate. Okay. That's the some cipher is a bit of a pshatel, but the kasha is awesome kasha. Shtickle doch teretz, but okay. Now we get the obvious question. Before. Yeah, what is the gedder of the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the etzim writing, the maaser reyefik, schiv to write, Or the ikkar is that you should have a sefer Torah to learn with. Yeah? Like the pasuk betzim starts off. Yeah? Kiss with the shir azoyis. V'lamdis b'nei Yisrael. Simur p'yat. Right? V'lamdis b'nei Yisrael. Simur p'yat. So, that's the shayah. Is the mitzvah to write? Or is the mitzvah that they betzim to have a sefer Torah in order to learn? Oh, so again, there's common nafkaminis. What would be, yeah? Can you buy a Sefer Torah? Right? If the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah, then you can't buy a Sefer Torah. And what would happen, like I was asking before, you wrote a Sefer Torah, we're clearing in the Shagasai, you wrote a Sefer Torah, and now the Sefer Torah, got damaged by fire, got damaged by water, got damaged by a flood. And now the Sefer Torah, you lost the Sefer Torah, you have to write a new one. Or not, if the mitzvah to write, I wrote a beautiful Sefer Torah. Now it's damaged, got lost, got stolen. I'm going to write a new one. If the mitzvah is to have the Sefer Torah, say it, you lost it all, I'm writing a new one.
No. The pasuk says both. It says, Kasur
HaMasashir
HaZash
V'Lamad,
that's Ben Israel. You need both.
Okay, some say both, but it sounds a pasuk. Say it. Some say Takin need both. Let's see. Another nafkamina, right? Another nafkamina would be, how much do you have to be mizdar as yourself to write it? Meaning, you have a chiv one time, once in your lifetime, to write a sefer Torah, right? So of course, there's a reason magdimu mitzvahs, right? I could write a sefer Torah, I should write it as soon as I can. Magdimu mitzvahs. But if you say, at the death of the mitzvah, to have a sefer Torah to learn from, so it's not just the achsaron's reasons. Because you're missing in the very, by not doing it early, you're missing in the very essence of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you should have a sefer Torah to learn from. Right? If I push it over 10 years, yeah? So for those 10 years, I don't have a sefer to learn from. So the chasarin, maybe it is a bitl mitzvah. Maybe it's a bitl mitzvah by pushing it off. But if it's just a one time, then you have to write a sefer Torah. Say it. If you don't write today, write tomorrow. Say it. I wasn't a zarin. Either Zuzim Magdim, it should be a Zaris. But it's only in of Zuzim. That would be another nafkamina in this Chakir. So now, let's go back to Lashon Rambam. Right? Look, the Rambam. Oh. The Hemshel of the Rambam, which we didn't quote, I don't think. Yeah, we just go to the first part. The Hemshel of the Rambam is. Af alpish, an ichlo advice of Sefer Torah, mitzvah lichtay mishalot, dem kasser biyadoi, ki ilu kibba marasinai. Dem ene idea lichtay, says the Rambam, acherim kaisvim loy. Yeah? So what does Rambam tell me? The guy is not a cipher. He doesn't know how to write, what you call it? Sab Sefer Torah? Right? So what does he do? You hire someone else as the Rambam. Why did Rambam say, why don't you just go to the Meichas Sefer Torah and buy a Sefer Torah? Go buy a Sefer Torah. That's not an option. Why says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah for you to write yourself. That's the mitzvah. Or Shliach, Shoshom Kamaisai. Oh. However, here's a little bit of a problem. Loshon Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam says, you are Yaitzei, you buy a Sefer Torah. In the ad though, Rambam doesn't say anything about it, doesn't give you the option of buying a Sefer Torah. It's mashma, the mitzvah is for you to write it. If you yourself can't write it, what do? You gotta hire someone else. Shlomo Kamaisai. The Ramah says the Ramah, that if you hire someone to write you a Sefer Torah, it's also good. Or, says the Ramah, you buy a Sefer Torah, shehi mut'e, bihigiyoi, yotza. The oz halakil kasvei, just like Yimnachas. Yeah? But he says, meaning if you buy a pasul Sefer Torah, and you fix it up, say that, it's as if you wrote the Sefer Torah. Do the pasul Sefer Torah, you fix it up, so you say, you wrote the Sefer Torah. However, as you buy a Sefer Torah b'shuk, says the Rambam, Kichoydev mitzvah nashuk ve'ein a yaitzah b'zeh. Stop. Very nice. You have a set of Torah. You have kriyas of Torah. Very nice. But mitzvah k'siv sev Torah you don't have. So vayistah is that the mitzvah for the Rama at least is to write and not have it. Yeah.
Isn't it vera to erase one letter of the Torah?
Of course it is.
Any letter?
What?
Any letter.
No, erase one means. Stop erase the line of the Torah?
Because then I'm saying then you rewrite that letter and then say I wrote the Torah.
Yeah, but Mechikas Hashem and Zilchah says, not Mechikas Hashem, just to erase the letter. What?
It's possible to say the Torah.
Yeah, is there Isser? Fine, that's my answer. Could be, I don't know. Is there Isser to
emerge in the letter?
I understand, I'm saying it. Fine, there are Issers. Patent them.
Don't they buy like the last pasuk not written in and they write it themselves?
Right, they always do it. They just do that for the ceremony. You know, for the Hanukkah Sefer Torah, you have to have, you know, have to make a tutzach about it. You have to have all the rabbis come and write letters. What? Yeah, that's right. That's a part of the show. What?
All the money for the Sefer Torah.
Okay, you say it. Now.
You have to write like
a certain
part of the
Torah. So I don't know if we'll get to that, but there is a discussion about that. The truth of the matter is what the Mechaberim want to write letters, yeah. Pashas, you know, there's no mitzvah to see the same Torah with that. It's just for the pictures, you know, it's a photo op, you know. Pashas is not the mitzvah. Prager, all at the end, being Zariah from the Teres Chaim, you're not yet to be Shutfis. The last paragraph here. Oh, again, it says, Craig Mizrahi from Teres Chaim. What?
That's great.
Yeah, okay, now I have to find a guard. He just came here, so you still have to stay a moment. So, Pashas, you're not yet. It says, Pashas, that, you know, it's just a gimmick, you know, to. And we're writing a letter, it just doesn't really do anything. Anyway.
So that's
spread
and you fix it.
It's possible. Say it, because there, you're being matched to save the Torah. But if 10 people each, maybe the last guy that writes the letter is Mekai and Mitzvah. Say it. Right. Okay, fine.
And not Shifus, then.
What?
It's not Shifus. You're
writing
the Torah, so we're talking. No, but we're creating so much Shifus. Let's say it's down. We chip in. Even if you hold goodbye. See, right? Well, that's where we buy the shutfis. That's what we're talking about. Right, so the writing, fine. So, I'm just saying, everyone else is writing to the end. It's not going to be Yaitzeh. Even though you wrote, but you didn't write all Sefer Torah. And you weren't Machshir to Sefer Torah either. The guy is Machshir. That's a different halacha. He's Machshir. What?
The last.
Right, so next thing, right, so make sure you get the last Lamed. The last Lamed, that's the one to get. They give you a choice which letter to write. You tell them you want the Lamed.
You do that, hold the hand of the person writing,
you have to write the cipher holds your hand?
You hold the cipher's hand, he's writing.
If you're just holding his hand, then you're not doing anything. That's also just a game. Because if you dare try to move the cipher Torah's hand, right? So What's the point? Why are having a Sefer Torah, right? Because they don't want the guy's. You know, he spent the year writing a Sefer Torah, but and the last parasha, everyone's writing it. No one knows what we're doing. It's like it makes it totally messed up, right? So that's why they do that. But you're not doing anything. It's also just a joke. It's just a picture. Okay.
How would I know to write the letter? I don't know.
Okay, so then don't do it. Fine. It's some places they let you do it. I've done it. You know, they just outline with usually with like it's sort of scrap engraver. So anyway, let's go. Rabbi said the Gemara says, "Okay, I say a ketarim and ashuk kechay the mitzvah and ashuk kasa malav a kasa kilu gemar sinai." That's the Gemara. Rashi Reisha says, "Afilu giyois achas kil kosvay." And Ramon, so how does Ramon understand that Gemara? Ramon understands that Gemara that Kech say time in a shuk, choy the mitzvah in a shuk. It's kavana. You're not yaitzin. That's the way he said, right? And that's chayra. How the Rambam can learn also if the Rambam is saying that the Gdafka have to write it or have a shliach, you can't buy it. Rashi over there says. Rashi there's not like that. Rashi says that's if you did a mitzvah. Now you yaitzi yichiyuv, but when it says it's not a mitzvah mufcha, right? If you wrote it yourself, kiyukim marasinai, right? Kosvay malka kiyukim marasinai. That's a gvald madrega. But if you bought a minashok, kichaytiv mitzvah minashok, meaning. You know, you didn't you weren't tereach for the mitzvah. Yeah? You took the easy way out. Mamela, but it's not a mitzvah and a mufchar. And that talk about the Mukyesa over there is interesting. He writes, Choy the mitzvah and a shuk, Shein le schar god look at my tarp and sivasa, Yeh shmokel means hadin. Right? You do things, if you do, there's a big musa hask on this Mukyesa. You do things, not just negate the kisim seher Torah, it's negate to any in your ruchnis. Yeah? Says Mugi Yosef, if you take the easy way out, then Yeshmokon, Lemides, Hadin, Lachlik, Veloimar, Immoli, Shabbala, Olabatayrach, by Yosef. Yeah? Maybe, you know, the guy's looking for the easy way. But if it'll be a little hard, this guy's not up to it. However, Kosu Batsmai, yeah? And even if you hired a cipher, but you made sure that the cloth was good and that this was good, and you were involved in the mitzvah, then kiyukim marasinai sheyesh l'mitzarach m'leimar. Look, this guy was matriach, right? K'may shetarach l'hoyam tayrech l'lechus b'midbar l'kabel marasinai. You see this guy directly willing to direct the mitzvah. So Mele, we see this guy, he would have gone to the midbar to Makabal Torah. So Mele Kili has the schar of going to Harasina because you show that you're a person that's terech for a mitzvah. So Mele, the Mitzvah Rachman says, look at this guy. This guy is a guy that's terech for mitzvahs. So Mele, he's a guy, he would have gone to the midbar to Makabal Torah. Now, so the truth of the matter is, there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is Rava, which we gave before. It says, "Afi shaniach leivaisa sefer Torah, yeah, mitzvah luchtai ba'atzma." Shenam ma'atikis k'mashir azayis. So now, and that's the Rambam. That's why the Rambam says that you're not yaitza if you buy it. Just like you're not yaitza if you yarish the sefer Torah. According to Rashi. If you buy the yaitzah, what's the difference? Yerusha or buying it? So you see, you don't have to write it yourself, right? Rashi, if you buy it, so why if a guy yarish the sefer Torah, he has to write a new one? So that the chayin answer that even though there's no mitzvah, not to write it yourself, but you have to, the still has to be ishtadlus on your part. Right? At least you went and bought it. But the guy's father died, left him a sefer Torah, he didn't do anything. Right? So Mela is the difference between if at least you, even Rashi holds has to be minimal tercha in order to be kind of mitzvah. You have to go buy it. But if the guy yarish the sefer Torah, he didn't do anything for it, then he's not yet. Oh. So, it's going to be a paragraph. The guy, but this etzem din of Rava, it says, yeah, and you have to write yourself. it says there is chayim. It's interesting. He makes his own drasha over here. Yeah, la'ato kisvul lechem es ashira azaris. Yeah, kisvul lechem. Where else do we have lechem? Mokachtem lechem. L'kachtem l'chem. What does l'kachtem l'chem tell you? That you have to own it. You have to own it. So Meili says, he wants to say that, he said he wants to say that Atkenei Kach, that's the Makkah for Rabbah. And Rabbah says it, that you know that you do own it. But he's saying Lachem means it has to be from you and not that you are from your father. So he says, this is a big problem. I mean, today people are a nizer on this, but someone writes a Sefer Torah, yeah, spends $50,000, hires a Sefer, writes nice Sefer Torah, yeah, then denies the whole Achnas Sefer Torah with the whole stick and everything, and he gives it to the shul, right? Okay, very nice. So you just took your $50,000 mitzvah and threw it in the garbage. Not the garbage, but you're bottling your mitzvah, right? Assuming that he's obviously assuming the mitzvah is to have the Sefer Torah. So maybe if I wrote the Sefer Torah, very nice. I gave it away. I gave it to the shul. So I lost my mitzvah. So he says that, in other words, he looks shalchem. It has to be yours. It has to remain yours. In other words, once yours. It has to be yours. It has to continue to be yours. So the eighth is that I think most people do that, but that they don't give, they're just lending it to the shul. They're just lending it to the
shul. How does he get that from Wacham?
What? It has to be yours.
Kisul Chem. Like yours, like afterwards, also, that, is that what he's saying?
Yeah, he's saying,
how?
Does he
necessarily get that from
Wacham? That's what. Right. That's, what?
Atana was an accident. That's Belo.
So, that what? That for what?
That's
a lot. Well, right, so you have them then, because then you only need it b'shas swimming yaitza. But over here, he has to be used the whole time. So therefore, he says people that do that pashka chaval and they're involved with the mitzvah. Elmai, what you have to do is really just loan it to the shul. I think that's what most people do anyway. Okay, could we go? But you have to make sure that you're not donating the safe territory to the shul, because it has to be that it's still yours. Okay. Oh, so the Mechinuch argues with Teres Chaim. He says, you can't say that if a Yarish is not called Lechem, or if a guy Yarish in the Lulav, right? Where do we see Lechem? By Lechach the Lechem. And there's also a guy that died, left over a nice, beautiful Lulav in Esri, and his son is a Chayetz Lechem. It has to be here. It has to be yours. It doesn't mean that it was all, that it has to be that you bought it. It has to be yours. So Meila, he doesn't like the drush of the Teres Chaim. Now, so Mechus Chinuch, again, the Fidus Teres Chaim, the Sefer Torah has to remain here, right? Not just to write it, has to remain here. Mechus Chinuch, the Dayan Lashon Rambam, Ram said that what? The Ksiba, right? Mitzvah say, Lichtav Sefer Torah L'atzmai. The mitzvah is to write it. If I wrote it, I was Yaitza, right? So Meili, if I was Makdish to the Shul, Teres Chaim, the Yahweh's in the Teres Chaim, it says, Ei Yaitza. Now, Teres Chaim wants to bring a raya from the Rambam in Hilchos Melach. Because there's a din that the Melech has two Sefer Torah, right? One, a small one that's always with him. And then he has another one, Beis Genazah. So the Gemara's like this. Rambam's like this. Beis Sheyesh and Melech al Kisim al Husay. Kaisloi Sefer Torah li'atzmai. Yes, sir. Al Sefer Shanich Le'Vaisod. Moi Nich Le'Vaisod. Oy Shenevad. Kaisav Shnei Sefer Torah. Yeah? So the Melech has to write a Sefer Torah. Besides Sefer Torah that he has from Le'Vaisod, he has to write another one. Imloi Nich Le'Vaisod, he has to write two. Says the Teres Chaim. What did Rambam say? Melech has to have a second one, right? Anich le'vayisav, yeah. He has to write one. Loi anich le'vayisav, right? Oy shenevad. The Rambam says, right? He has to write two, right? So Chayra, Zogt Teres Chayim, Melech is different than a Yachid. The Melech needs two. The Yachid just needs one. But everything else is the same. So meaning, when Rambam says Neva, he has to write two. So it means the Yachid Char also was never the one. He has to write another one. That's Teres Chayim's deal. The Mechsim says no. Hooray. Maybe it's the Melchon and the Yochid. Because by head, the Rambam says, he's not Yetz Mirusha, right? The head is not Yetz Mirusha. But the Melech says, he is Yetz. The first, Teres Chaim says, the first one of the Melech is like this, is like the one of the Yochid. The Melech is just different, he has a second one. But God, the first one, then the same. So if the Rambam says it was never, you have to write a new one, that means even Yochid is never, he has to write a new one. Says Max Chinuch, anyway, you have to be Mechalva. Because by Yochid, if he yarns the same Torah, he has to write a new one. And by the Melech, the first one, if he yarns it, he's good. If he yarns it, he has to just write a second one. So anyway, you see that there's a difference. So male gabi neva, you can't be right. So Agapanim, the Din Mechasrinich himself says that, like Aaron was saying before, the mitzvah save Torah is really both. You need both. Meaning, the mitzvah, you have to write it, and that he should have one that he wrote. And Medag then Loshen Chinuch, it says, there's Taveinu Lias L'chol Ish Mi'Yisrael Sefer Torah. Right? The Loshen Chinuch is the mitzvah that you should have a Sefer Torah. Mashma, it's a mitzvah to Diris. Yer Abi. The Loshen Chinuch is, it's Taveinu Lias L'chol Ish Mi'Yisrael Sefer Torah. It's Mashma, Shigia L'chol Ish. Now, truth of the matter is, I didn't quote Lashon. Remember now, the Chinuch. The Chinuch has a whole thing over there. The Chinuch has a whole thing of interesting Chinuch that he writes like this: Shoshe Mitzvah. Right? He says, "Lefi sheyidua b'nei Adam shein oizin kol devarim lefi hachana hanimtzus lahem." Okay. People do. If you want to have, so the Torah is, you know, if the Torah wants, you should learn. So the Torah says you have to have a safe Torah. Yeah? Then he writes,
Is it for learning?
One second, what is that? Yeah. One second, He writes, why do you have to write a new one? He writes also, why didn't Abish Nichol Abaisa? So why have to write a new one? Because the Chinuch's Mash Venigur is they should have a Sefer Torah. Mitzvahin Elias the Cholish Mitzvah Sefer Torah, right? If you wrote yourself, it's a Reis Meshuvah. He goes like Rashi. If you buy your Yitzim, because the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah. Why? Like he explains it. If you have a Svarim, you learn. If you don't have a Svarim, you're not going to learn. You go to Shul. You know, if you have Svarim at home, you learn. Now everyone's going to go running the Shul. Then he writes, V'gam, L'man Yikru Svarim Chadashim, Kol Echav Echav Yisrael, Pein Tokitz Nafshem B'karim Svarim Yishonim, Shenichlam Avaisam. Yarshin, an old sefer from your great grandfather to your grandfather, if I came down to you with an old sefer, you're not going to want to learn, right? You know, when the shul gets new siddurim, right? You know, everyone goes running for a new siddurim, right? So that's a chinuch, it's a makkah chinuch. So Meili says, naturally, people like to learn with new svarim. So Meili says, that's why, even though it mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah, he says, if you yarshim of your father, you're not yaitzei, so you can't be right there the mitzvah is dafka to write. Right? The chinuch says the mitzvah is to have. So why do you need, why not yet? It's a teretz is because we want that there should be new svarim around, that people should have a cheshek to learn from the new svarim.
But yeah.
Yeah.
If the whole reason is only that you're going to learn, why don't we just make you buy a chumash? Why would that be for Torah?
First of all, in those days they didn't have chumash.
So nowadays.
Yes, does the mitzvah change now? Oh, so we'll get to that in a second. Does the mitzvah change? Because minyan what you're asking. The Torah. He's not a famous Rosh. Rosh says, in the midst of Tzitzit Torah, in those days, you learn from the Sefer Torah. Yeah? Aval Idna, even the Rizal used to be Dushnai Mikra from the Sefer Torah. Friday. Aval Idna, he says the Rosh, Shekaisin Sefer Torah. Umanichan, he says, the Knesset, Likris, Rebarabim, Mitzvahs Asay, I'll call Adam Yisrael, Asher Yadam Aseges, Lichtav Heichum Sheteira, Mishnu Gemara, Pirushav, Velagais Behem Mubana. Not just to have a nice library, you know, behind glass doors, and you know, it, 10 years down, it's still in mint condition. The Rosh says, no, the mitzvah is to buy Svarim and to learn. Velagais Behem Mubana.
To buy or to?
What?
To buy or to write.
Well, okay, right, but there's some saying they're buying. If Nick is the having it. In other words, because he understands, like we saw in the Chinuch, that Iker Mitzvah is to learn. Nick is to have Svarim and know what to learn. And he says it before the Pasuk like that. The Pasuk says, right? The Lamdis Bnei Yisrael, like Aaron was back in the beginning. The Lamdis Bnei Yisrael. Sima B'fiyat. I did Gemara Purusheha, yea, the Purusha Mitzvahs. Vadin Maburyan Shalkein Hein Hein Asvarim Sha'odam Mitsuva Nakaiswan. Oh, Dr. Vaisiv, this is, you know, that is the good point. The question is, Lafide Rosh, does that mean there's no mitzvah to write Sefer Torah anymore? In other words, the mitzvah is to write whatever you learn with. Yeah, today no one learns from Sefer Torah. Maybe not even Kayim Mitzvah by writing a Sefer Torah. Maybe all I'm Kayim Mitzvah by buying a Shas. I'm showing the Rechayim. Yeah? Zok Mitzvah says no. We don't see the Mitzvah changed. Not part of writing a Sefer Torah. Even though, of course, it's not so posh. You could have said that maybe, that the Mitzvah is to learn. Something you don't learn from, that there's no Mitzvah. There's no Mitzvah. He says no. Lebar Chadesh. That even Sivis Chamashim, Pirushayim, you're also a kind of mitzvah. But Avada, Terai Sefer Torah, even today, you're a kind of mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah to buy Svarim?
The Rosh says that the mitzvah the Rai said to buy Svarim that you learn from. He said, not to make them nice, fill up nice bookcases and furniture, right? That was the stipler, right? You would never sell a whole set of Kilos Yaakov. You want to buy a Kilos Yaakov? Okay, what was Efti learning? He tell you to, right? He said, someone asked him, why don't you sell a whole set? He said, I'm not a furniture salesman. You're not a furniture salesman. I'm not here to fill up your sperm trunk. Agapanim, that's the Ra'ah. So the Chassam Sefer explains the Beis Yosef that Batzim, there's a Shaila being Darish time in the Krah. What's the Rosh doing? Right? The Rosh Batzim is being Darish time in the Krah. Right? Sefer, I have Torah, why to learn? Oh, so maybe you're tying with other things also. Right? Says the Chassam Sefer, the Klal is that God being Darish time in the Krah. This is L'chumra, we can be Darish time in the Krah. Yeah? L'chumra can be Darish time in the Krah. Actually, this whole issue of this whole cipher in the Gaya, the Achil of Erev Kippur, where the Ksav Seif has a whole discussion about Because there, if, depending on what the reason is that you should have kayach to fast, like Rashi says, say, Clara, what's the deal of someone that's not going to be fasting? Anyway, cool. Anyway, but he also has this discussion about being derish time in the Kroah. So Chamsayb has these certain few places he writes that you can be derish time in the Kroah Chumrah, but not Lakula. So Meila, so you can be derish time in the Kroah and say the mitzvah is also learning, Meila, you can have mitzvah, then he with other things also. But it's not going to take away Lakula and say, oh, the mitzvah is only Smarim and not Sefer Torah. But the truth of the matter is, though, it's just a Goshver the Chassam Sayyid, because the Marim Ba Mitzvah, Tavkuf Tezvav, in the Sudhya of where Shimon is good time of the Krav, which is by taking a mashkin of a beged almana, and he's mechalkin Ashir and Ania, based on time of the Krav. Then the Gemara says that if the Torah says the time, there's no problem with the Derech time of the Krav. Being the Derech time of the Krav is a problem, right? When the Torah doesn't say the reason. And we say, oh, Mustafa, the reason is, the reason why, you can't be take a mashkin for an almana. But when you take a mashkin, you have to return it every night. Take a pillow for a mashkin. Every night you have to come and bring back the pillow, take it back the next day. So people are going to start talking. She's an almana. Every night this guy comes to her house. Looks, you know, people are going to start talking. So he said, oh, so Mary said, that's all I meant by almana Ania. Right? She's poor, but she's rich. Then you don't have to bring her back her pillows. So Mela, there's no chash. Mela, you can take a mashka from Ramana. So there, the Torah didn't say the reason, right? What did the Torah say? It just said Allah. We're trying to figure out based on the reason. And then we say, you're not Derech Time to Krav. But when the Torah says the reason, the Feir says the Gemara, then everyone's waiting Derech Time to Krav. Kitzav, here the Torah says, Sima Pfid, the Lamdas, Bnei Yisrael, so therefore there's room to argue on the Chassam Sefer and say that maybe the Rosh is Taka saying, since that's time in the Krav, so Meila, the Torah says the time of the Krav, so it could be Taka Bisman is there. Maybe not going to be kind of mitzvah with the Sefer Torah itself. Because it's not like that. But it's not so posh, and it's not being Derech time of the Krav, that some surface cheshmin, but that's what should come out. Yes, Yossi. Is there another question?
The question of the
ovens. What?
The Chati Yitzhaka.
Yeah. Okay. A question on. On an aside, that's very too much. Okay? Now, there's a big discussion. What about a woman? Is a woman kosher for Kasiva Sefer Torah? So, the Shagas Arye is Mesupta about this. Yeah? What's the Shaila? So, on one hand, it's a mitzvah say. She'enes man grama. There's no man for Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Klal is Lashon B'chayim. Mitzvah she'enes man grama. However, he said Lashon Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Hu she'tzivanu she'ehei kol ish imenu kaisiv Sefer Torah la'atzmai. Right? Ish. Okay. Now, if that deal is not enough. So there's a not so well known list in the Rambam, in the back of the Sefer Mitzvahs, at the end of the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam has a listing over there of mitzvahs. He goes through all the mitzvahs, whether it's Nayib by Nashim or not. Okay? He goes through all the mitzvahs. So over there, Rambam writes, Mitzvah Yud Ches, yeah? Ve'en Nashim Chayos Mehem. Because the first Rambam, the mitzvah Yud Chet, which is the Sefer Torah, not applied in Hashem. And the book of the Ram in the Yad as well, Ram said the Yad, mitzvah, as I say, call Ish, the Ish, me, the Israel, daf Ish, the Lord Yisha. Right? Moshe Chilik was that as well, I think. No, right? No, he said fair. No, you're Bisharim. Sheikh Yom Talmud Torah. Leuven Atenis. Right? That's what Chilik says. That what's Pshat? According to the chinuch, that's gvaldik. What did we see before from the chinuch? What's the whole tachlis of the mitzvah? He should learn. Noshim, apart from Talmud Torah. So man, that's why the chinuch it's pashin. Why there's no chiyuv of sivus haTorah for noshim? Shagis Aryeh says he doesn't understand. He says, even according to the Rosh, that it's all learning, but Hare Noshim, Archaim Berch Zatayr. Yeah? Persha, Din, Shulchan Aruch, and Sunan Zayin. Noshim Archaim Berch Zatayr. Why? Hi, Lechayra, Noshim Pot in Talmud Torah. So why the Chayiv? So going over there says that. Noshing, Birchas Torah, like Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, that Noshing can make a bracha. Which is still a pell, yeah, because the Mechaber says Noshing Mechaber Birchas Torah, and Mechaber is the one that said Noshing can make a bracha, Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. But to say that, because even though they're part from Talmud Torah, but if they learn, they get a mitzvah, therefore they can make a bracha, it's a very nice teretz for the Ashkenazim. But for the Sfarim, it's not a good teretz, and since last I checked, Beis Yosef is a Sephardi, and therefore, I mean, he's the one that made all the trouble for the Sephardim, trouble whatever. That Noshim don't make brachas. It's Beis Yosef, so I'm mechaber. So he's still a pal on the guy. Akban vinish me, but the mechaber says we do have bracha. Why? He says the Beis Yosef. Yeah, b'shem nismag. Ah, a potter. Yeah. He says, why? Because then they're chayav to learn, their mitzvahs, right? They have to learn, right? They have chayav to learn their mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are chayav in the mechuvdin of the lachas. So meila. Let's make a bracha. So may affect the shagazariyeh. So why the potim kisim sevtera? I want to tell me because they don't have chiyuv to learn. Say it. They don't have chiyuv to learn the whole Torah. They have to learn their mitzvahs. I want to tell them, okay, but say it. Then I'm chiyuv to learn the whole Torah. So if they don't have chiyuv kisim sevtera, says the shagazariyeh. Hello, each one of you. There's also not mechuyev in Kol Torah Kol, right? There are many mitzvahs in Torah which pertain to Kayanim, many mitzvahs pertain to Levim, mitzvahs in Torah pertain to the Melech, yeah? So, since the Melech can't be a Kayan, so by definition, not all the mitzvahs apply to everyone.
What?
Not all the mitzvahs apply to anyone. Yanai. Not all the mitzvahs apply to anyone, right? So Mela, Mela Elamai Seder, the mitzvah that I'm a chuyivin, right? They've got that right as they have a Torah. So Mela Noshim also, what's the difference? Because they affect the Shagasari. So the famous Yisai from Beis Halevi, which is not so pasha in Mai and Lashon of Shainim, but Beis Halevi has a Yisai. It's also, the Chida also has this Yisai, others say this as well. That there's a fundamental difference in the Chiyuv Talmud Torah of Noshim in their mitzvah, their Chayivin, and the mitzvah Talmud Torah for An Noshim. Because by Noshim, what's this? What's the Chiyuv? They have to know what to do. Very practical speaking, right? So they really just take out a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or what's that thing there? Lichas, you know, they have a sperm like for women, you know, alachas, lichas beso, whatever, lichas bas yisrael, or a few things that, you know, they have to just take that and know what to do. Right? It's not a mitzvah Talmud Torah, it's a mitzvah to know what to do. So meila, mashenke by noshim, there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Here's a mitzvah Talmud Torah betzah. So as he wants in mechalik. And the Kesiv Zayitara is to learn when it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Noshim don't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. The mitzvah is a chtim that they know what to do. So for that, they don't need a Sefer Torah. It means a raya. The Gemara says, Hani Noshi b'maychaz achim. Gemara in Saita. What schus of Torah do women have? Famous Gemara, the Gemara says that because they wait for their, they send their husbands to learn, and they wait for the kids to come home. Cool. That they have a shaykhus to learning through their husbands and through their children. In fact, the Beis Halev, if you tell me that Noshim in their midst have chiv tam Torah like men, so then, so they also have Talmud Torah. What's the difference? They also have Talmud Torah. Elamai, what do you see? And no. You see that there's a fundamental difference between their chiv. And that what that the schus of Torah means the mitzvah Talmud Torah. That Noshim don't have. It's just they don't know what to do. So that the Gemara said they get that through their husbands. So with this, he also answers the Gemara, famous Gemara, that in the Darim, Pei Aleph, that why was a Churban? Azam Esterasi, Orkesh Baruch Hu answered, Shaburuch Betarat Chilo. Right? So he says, what's the Pshat of Berch Betarat Chilo? The Pshat is that Torah wasn't, we weren't learning Torah for the sake of learning, they weren't learning Torah as a chitim to know what to do. Meila, for that you don't need a bracha. A bracha is only a mitzvah. That's the gemara. Akapanim, but if you look at the lashon of the smack in the Akdama, it's mashma not like that. He says, no, because tired. Lashon mitzvah noigis lahem asay b'lav, v'toy lahem akriya v'akdiktuk behem kasha yoyel esek al talmud la'noshim. The smak is mashma that the noshim, at least in their mitzvah, they might have a kiyum of Talmud Torah as well. But that's in Arichas. Akoponim, we're holy now in the Tzumoy. Mamash, in the height of the unbelievable days of the Seris Mei Tshuva, where there's a lot of richus about the school, the Kabbalah school that you have in these days. The Kabbalah school you have in these days. The halacha says, it's also, you know, someone's not makpid on Pasatim, Paspalter, the whole year, and during the service of Mechuba, it's supposed to be makpid. So the question that we ask is, okay, who are you fooling, right? No. I'm showing, you know, I'm a good boy, I'm on my best behavior during the Seris Mei Tshuva, and after that, so there's a Baal Gepshat that I saw once in the Sefer Arvei Nacha. As a Chassidus Sefer, it's written by the Rebbe, but he also wrote a Sefer in Magen Avraham, Bigdei Yeshas, Bigdei Shulchan Aruch. So he has a Shtuk HaRichas in Parash Vayechi. He writes, there's no Richas over there. By Yaakov Inu, it says, Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lamos. Right? What does it mean, the Yikruvu, the days are coming together? Yikruvu, the days, what does that mean, Lamos? He has a whole Richel of it, it's a bigger Richel than that for now. There's a Yisoid that every day is Be'etzem, a different, your Neshama is divided up into little parts, little increments. Each day is different than the Chelik of your Neshama. And he says this, the reason why we have this system is each day, each night, that's why Misa, sleeping is like a chel, is an Echa Meshishim Misa, right? Gemara says. Yeah? Why? Because Batsam, a chel, there is a Psashtik of Misa, because that chel of Yeshama leaves you, yeah? And the mile of this system is, because once that, if you messed up, you had a bad day, right? So that Yeshama, that chel of Yeshama is separate, it's not going to affect the rest of Yeshama, he's married over there. But it's karav l'schar bracha l'hefzid because since it's still connected, you can fix it up. You can fix up that day, but it's not going to affect the rest of you. That he says kol yisrael yesh lam chel v'olam haba. He says it means that so even if you're doing a veira, yichayev karas and kulos, it means that chel of the neshama that day will have a krisis. But that's good. So you're not going to be full, whatever. But at least you'll be there. Maybe not when you're full in the Shamba, but you'll be there. That's all. It's a beautiful piece. The whole thing, it opens your eyes to you know, totally. Al-Gabanim, he writes over there. He says just like in the guf, yeah, in the guf, there are certain parts of the body that are more sensitive than other parts of your body, right? The heart, right, is much more sensitive than your leg, right? So too, and he said the brain, kal v'chomer the brain, right? The brain. That's why the brain is engulfed in a skull, a hard thing, because if you have a teeny hole in the brain, right, in the membrane, right, so the person is treifa, right, because the brain is very sensitive. So Meili says, just like in the guf, there are different chalakim in the body which are more sensitive. So too, he says in the neshama. So too, he says in the neshama. There are brain days, yeah, so to speak, yeah. And he says that the Seris Yimei Tshuva, the whole Seris Yimei Tshuva is all that's in the beginning is the Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah is the whole Seris Yimei Tshuva is there. So Meila, it's not just Tam. Tries that these days are more sensitive because these days. Are the brain days. And Meila, anything you do, both with Tav and Mutav, anything you do in a positive sense has an unbelievable effect. Anything you do, any slight of Eira, has more effect as well. And Emerson is a Goyin, in the Deres Eliyahu, which I serve around Kotler brought down, the Goyin in Bereishis. He says, he goes and he brings down a Chazal, a Medrash, that when the being in Bereishis says, the Isis Lamaidim, right? The constellations with Isis Lamaidim. So what is this? The Medrash says like this: the Isis El Shabbosis. Nam Vaylois Lamaidim El Shalosh Gadolim. Uliyamim Ulashanim. What's Liyamim Rish Chodesh? Shanim El Rosh Hashanim. Yeah. So the Gaon's Medayik, he says, you know, what happened to Yom Kippur? It discusses Shabbos, discusses Rish Chodesh, discusses Yom Tov. Discusses Rosh Hashanah. Where's Yom Kippur? Says the Gaon. Neshaseres Yomim Shebein Kesel Aser Seres Yimei Tshuva Nikraim Rosh Hashanah. He says that all the 10 days, that the whole ten, all the Seres Yimei Tshuva is one big Rosh Hashanah. Melo, if it says Rosh Hashanah, that would mean this. Rosh Hashanah means it. The Seres Yimei Tshuva Yom Kippur. That's all Rosh Hashanah. And they bring down from the Pelyoyitz, he says, anything you do in the Seris Yimei Tshuva, any Avoida, any Shmiras Haratzon, any Shmiras Shmiras Yetzahara, Asay Toiv, and Surmira, yeah, has an effect. What would take normally days and weeks to accomplish. He says, Tell you guys what it is. Chosav is far. Shehefer yesh ben aser shemayim. Listen to this. L'shar hayamim l'inyin tshuva u'tfila kehefrish ha'or min achayishach. The difference between tshuva and tfila you do. In a Seris Yimei Tshuva, Dirush Mimatzai, the Yisakara, that Seris Yimei Tshuva, the Yofesh Shah, the Tshuva Mais and Tayyim Bra Meilu, the Yomim Shleimim Bashar Yomim. I shall, okay, Roy Loch shall call Rega, shall Yomim Eilu, Shleil Avdai. You have to be careful because any second, anything you do in Seris Yimei Tshuva has such an effect because it's like the Chayyim Nachal says, because they're brain days. These are days, the beginning of the year. Gufa Basareish also, and Mela, you have to push a chaparayim. Anything you do now, it has an unbelievable effect. That's what we're machmed. You're not machmed past palter. It's not a game. It's not, here you are. We're machmed. And the first we say, all the chumas also, not just the past palter. I got to assert to someone that, I think, Mishin Bulvush. Why is it brought down Dafka past palter? Because it wants to show the things that separate us from the Goyim. Why the Paspal? Chazal wanted to separate us from the Goyim. So the Bush says that they want to show these days, yeah, that we're different than the Goyim. So it means not just pas palta. Today, no, in Israel especially, you can't find pas palta if you try. Yeah, but it's more than just the pas palta. It's showing do anything that's doing like the Goyim, which is a lot. Yeah, that we want to show. That's Chol Yisrael. Chol Yisrael also. If not, but more than that, the whole Hanhagas. And Hanhagas of unfortunately we're affected and we're mushpa very much from the Hanhagas of the Goyim. So Mela these days are unbelievable days that the kirva of Hashem is so strong that imamish the paltin shamelach and anything you do has an unbelievable effect. There's also maybe another nakuda. And that is, well, in the Avoda of Aseres Tshuva, Hare, right? You know, there's always the problem, you know, what happens the day after, right? Kippur. And then, you know, what happens with Yom Kippur, right? Is there any hope for it have any lasting effect? So, I once heard a marshal, right, you know, story, the guy walks into his, hears some noise from the barn. Walks in and he sees someone came there to steal a horse. Right? So he sees the guy, catch him and have it. So kids, the guy like went on all fours and he said, you know, I'm a Gilgal. I once worked for you. I ripped you off. So I had to come back in a Gilgal as your horse to pay all the money that I stole from you. Right, okay. So the guy. Okay. Wow. He's blown away. You know. It's okay. You gave money to go. You know. Start your life again. This time you're not gonna make the same mistakes you made last time. But the kids are. A couple of days later, he had to go by and his horse was gone, right? Okay, he took the first horse, came back to the second horse, so his horse was gone, so he went to buy a horse, also he sees his horse for sale. Yeah? His horse was sale on the market. Yeah? So he goes, okay, says, Yanko, you're 2 days out, and you're ready back a horse, you know? Right? So unfortunately, yeah, somehow, after Yom Kippur, it doesn't take too long for us to go back to being a horse. Yeah, it doesn't always take long to go right away. Uncle, you're ready two days out, and you're ready back to being a horse. So that there should be any habamina of that something lasting, I think that at least during the Seder Mitzvah, you have to project what you're going to be thinking about on Yom Kippur, the kabbalas you're going to be making. And we sit and clapping the chait, yeah. So at least if you come to Yom Kippur, we're ready. You at least you worked on these things beforehand. That when you say, you know, Kabbalah Asa v'chulu, you're not gonna do it. You're in a Sarim Kippur, but that there should be Havamir, that there should be some type of lasting effect. At least we have a couple of days left as far as Mechuba. We still have a good couple of days. And we saw the Ashpa that these days have is Ayin V'Naira. Meila, anything you do, and any Ashtadlis that you do, in whatever areas it is that we have to work on, in all the areas. Talmud Torah Kenet Kulam, Mittel Torah, Shmir Sinayim, Shmir Salashim, all the things that you have to be working on, and the Kumbasei also, doing mitzvahs that daven with Mokavana, doing mitzvahs with Mokavana. So at least if you start in these days, then with Hashem, then it could have an effect, and then with Hashem, after Yom Kippur, at least something will remain.